So welcome back to 827. It's been a long, the last time I uploaded an episode was 2022. You know, life got me. I am a college student, as y'all know. So I've definitely been trying to learn how to balance things better as my course load got heavier. But what matters is we're back. Episode 3, alignment. And I have a guest today.
Hello.
Samuel.
Hi, how we doing? How we doing? All right, so my name is Samuel Robinson. I'm digital media and animation in college. A senior year, actually. Yeah. So next semester is my last semester. I like to do a lot of things, probably too much sometimes. But, you know, social media content, I like to be creative and, you know, do a lot of things and, you know, really... you know, connect with people.
Yes, and that's why I brought him on today, because we was having a conversation a few weeks back about, it was a quick one, about how your thoughts
alignment.
Yes, alignment. How your thoughts align up with your words and your words line up with your actions. Is that correct?
Yeah, that, I mean, I was saying like that's why people don't kind of feel like that clarity is because their thoughts, words, and actions aren't aligned. And when it's not aligned, like, you kind of, you feel lost a little bit, especially when, you know, you're repeating certain thoughts, like, you want to act a certain way, but you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. You're not being true to yourself or, like, your beliefs and stuff like that. It throws you off, you know?
That's real. It's like, you're saying you want to live your life this way, but when you look at it, you're not doing the things that would cause you to have a life like that, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like
you're not taking...
aren't matching up with your words or your actions.
Yeah, like most people want to be like successful and stuff like that, but you're going to have the thoughts, and then there's like a quote that people said, you live at the quality of your speech, mm-hmm. or you, the way you live is the way you speak. So that's why it's so important, right, the words that you speak. And that's why, I mean, my parents had this thing, like, in Jamaica that they want you to speak proper English and stuff like that. That's because it's associated, like, with people that are usually...
In higher places,
yeah, yeah, the way you speak and stuff like that. And then your actions have to line up with where you want to go. Like, yes. With success, you can't just be wasting all that time. You know, a lot of people end up... like, wasting time, like, the biggest one right now is social media, you know? Yeah. So they have, like, everybody is motivated to do certain things, but, like, you're stuck on social media watching the people that are doing what you want to do.
Yeah, we're also motivated, but by the time we only work is when we're motivated, and I feel like that's when discipline plays a part, because yeah. You're not always going to feel motivated,
yeah.
But you still have to do the things you need to do in order to be the person you want to be, whether that's a businesswoman, or you want to be successful, or you want to be, you know, a well-known content creator.
Yeah.
There's going to be some days you wake up and you don't want to do nothing.
But so
that's
true.
When discipline kicks in. And discipline is not easy to learn, but it is possible.
Yeah.
And it's just the hardest part, I feel like, let me say what I struggle with is consistency.
Yeah.
And your thoughts definitely do play a part in that, because it's like, okay, you're on a track to, let's say, do a certain goal every day for the week. You do it for that 1 week and you're like, all right, maybe it's here. And, you know, it's finally set in stone. And then the next week come and you're like, you almost slip, fall back into your old patterns. And then
yeah.
The old thinking process and the old, oh, you probably couldn't do it. Or like, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's like a lot of like the environment and everything. That's what I was saying. Everything that affects like your thoughts and stuff like that will like throw you off. So like you're trying to develop that new habit, but you're still in the same old environment.
Exactly.
And so like everything is just like, because your brain does because your brain is really complicated and it can like think about multiple things. But if it tried to think about everything at the same time, like I was looking at, I've been watching a lot of podcasts and like neuroscientists. I don't know if you know Andrew Huberman. Yeah, he's a neuroscientist that did a podcast. So I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and stuff like that recently, you know, on this like self-improvement journey and learning about all that. Yeah, so it's like your brain can't handle like so many options and stuff. So it puts you into certain routines and stuff like that. So like to be able to change certain habits sometimes, unless you have really strong willpower, which you can will yourself, but sometimes that doesn't. Where the easiest way is to put like yourself in a routine, create a new routine for that new habit, and that would make it that would make it easier. Or I was reading this book called Atomic Habits. You have something called.
That's what my last episode was on, Atomic Habits. I read that book too.
Yeah, it's about habits. So you know that you know how to form habits. That it's habit stacking. Like if you do something and it flows, and it flows into something else, then you just add it on there.
Yeah, how you can't just jump from level 1 to level 40. There's levels in between.
Yeah, I mean you can if you have really strong willpower.
You can if you do have strong willpower, but ideally, you know,
it's not the easiest.
It's a little harder, but those little habits and those little tweaks you do like each week, they lead to more, I say, a greater impact rather than drastically changing something and expecting to see results right away. It's like the whole making your bed analogy. You ever heard that one? Like when they say make your bed in the morning, that's a trait of the most successful people in the world.
But I started doing that.
It's not the actual making your bed that is going to make you successful. It's okay, you do it every morning. That's a little like you get a little point to yourself or something.
Yeah, that's not.
And then the next, you keep it in your routine, and the next time it'll be something else. Maybe it's like, I don't know, reading 5 pages of a book every morning. That's a new like tool you're adding to your toolbox. And as you get one down consistent enough to where it's a like automated thought, like you don't even have to think twice, you're just doing it, it's a habit, then you add in another one, and then you add another. And it's like, if you're able to do that one, for me, this is how it works. When I finally get a habit successfully done, it's like, okay, if I was able to do that, what else am I able to do now? So then it pushes me to want to do more, and I'm able to do more because I'm like, oh, I was able to do that one. Okay, this is possible too.
Yeah. That's just one of the marks of like success is people, like you're predictable, like because you're doing the same thing over and over, and the repetition of it too also gets you better at anything. That's why they say like success is no secret. It's really just you trying and trying again, being repetitive, like going into the repetition, like moving towards your goals. As you move towards it and repeat it, you become better and better. Yeah. And that's why I think it's important for your thoughts to be aligned. Because what happens is like you want the success, but you're not in an environmental success. So like, say you might get like distracted from like friends or people that is in your circle. That's not necessarily like going where you're going. Yeah. So like they're also putting their inputs, and then like you have that. That's why I talk about alignment of thoughts, words, and actions. You know, like that's why they talk about like the people you're around.
They matter.
Yeah, the effect. The effect where you're going.
Your tribe definitely does matter, because also you can't do everything by yourself. Like success, yes, it's always you, but you need a tribe that's gonna motivate you as well. To keep on going, you need to be around, you know, go-getters if you want to be a go-getter.
With the right mindset.
If you want to be a go-getter, it's not going to work. I feel like that's nature. Someone's either going to try and hold you back, or you're either going to get frustrated that you're not around people that are trying to get it as much as you're trying to get it. So it definitely, that's why they say when you start changing your habits for the better and, you know, leveling up in a sense, you start losing people as you go to the
top. Because you kind of vibrate, you know, to a different frequency. Also, especially if you're reading like books, like people that read books, like they're different from people that don't read books, because they're putting more information into their heads, right? So they think their thoughts are like different, like compared to somebody that has less knowledge. Because that's what I always say to people, like the difference between like a billionaire and like a normal person on the street is just the amount of knowledge, shared knowledge and experience that they have in their head.
The shared knowledge and also the action on that knowledge. Because you could take all the knowledge in, but now what are you doing with it? Because
that's the actions. Experience is the actions, you know. So that's why I said like the knowledge and experience, because the experience comes from taking actions.
Another thing is, I just put this as my screensaver, actually. It says the key to success is to start before you're ready. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to get it going. And you know when people be saying, like, the hardest thing to do is start? it's a start. Yeah. That is so true, because it's like, you'll know what to do, but if you're not in the perfect mindset, or if you don't have like the perfect equipment, or it's just not perfect, we tend to be like, okay, I can't start yet because everything has to be perfect. But it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's like those fashion designers that you hear their life story and they're like, oh, I started in my grandma's basement with all her old fabric scraps, and then now they're in runways in Milan and stuff in Italy and all that. It's like they didn't have all the resources, but they made use for what they got, and they did it regardless.
Yeah, I was thinking about it's true. Like, even with my YouTube channel, and I think like when you're like, it's easier to start stuff like when you're younger, like your curiosity and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What happens is like people start to put labels on you as like you grow up and stuff.
And it's limiting you.
Yeah, and you start to identify with certain identities. But in truth, like, you kind of choose where you want to go. Yes. Like, you don't have to succumb to.
You have way more control of your life than you think. I feel like that's what's really holding a lot of people back, is they feel like, so there's the cockpit in the plane. Yeah. There's the pilot seat and the junior pilot. People don't realize they could be in the pilot seat, but they just, I don't know who they think in the pilot seat, but they're in the junior pilot seat, and they don't think they have all that control. When in reality, if you really think about it, this is your life. And when they say you could do anything you put your mind to, you can. It's just your self-doubts that really be holding you back.
And when you think about that, when you're a child, like, it's like you don't really have... You don't have all those limitations. You're not really worried about what people think. You can just go with what you think is cool, that seems curious in the moment, and like you're willing to try things. And that's why that's like something that's important. Just having like that, you know, childlike faith.
It's so important.
That's why the Bible talks about it too. Yes, the childlike faith.
Yeah.
You know,
faith over fear, and, for real.
Exactly. And actually, if you keep that, you have positive energy. Like, when you're a kid, like, you weren't worried about
just the innocence,
everything.
You're not worried about nothing.
Yeah,
you're
and stuff
worried
like
about
that.
The next thing you're going to eat and the fun you're going to have.
You don't have
but
that.
Transition that into adulthood.
Yeah.
You just want to worry about doing your best. Not, is it going to work out? Is it going to be perfect? Just try it. If you see it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And to anyone listening, I'm not saying I'm a person that has figured that out, because I haven't completely, but it, like we talked about in the beginning, it's all about your thoughts, and you know, you gotta remember that and keep that in mind, and then it will transcribe out into your life for sure.
Yeah. And people like kind of lose sight of who they are, you know,
as they grow up.
Yeah, as you grow up. But I mean, you kind of, you choose who you are too. Mm-hmm. You choose who you are. But because one thing I realize is like, also like narrative, like I don't know if I've been looking into it, but like my narrative is like a key thing. Like, people are living within certain narratives based on what they repeat in their minds and stuff, and what's told to them, what they see on the television and stuff like that. And that's why, like, news and different outlets, like...
You gotta take it with a grain of salt.
You can't believe everything, but they make it very believable and stuff like that. But they've been running media for, like, a while. They know the narrative and stuff like that. And that's why with me, like, what I've been trying to do now is, like, really align my narrative with the will of God. Because I feel like there's only one true narrative. When you think of everything, I mean, God was the original, like, storyteller, so there's a way and a path that will make everything clear to you, like, you know, it's like your whole heart and everything, everything you want to be in life, you know, like, literally, I mean, that's why it says, you know, seek God first, you know, seek the truth
and
stuff
like
that. Everything aligns because, because it's just going to be within the will of God, like, whenever things are outside of the will of God, or, like, again,
it just won't work out.
Like, there's gonna be a bunch of stuff with that.
God has to be the center of everything in your life. Like, also, I feel as if people try to take almost too much control of their life, because, like I just said, you do have control in your life,
but
you're not the only person.
And
it might sound like I'm contradicting myself now, but God is always the main one in control. and he's speaking, like, your story's already written and you're just playing it out and you're seeing it unravel for the first time. But he knows everything that's happened yesterday, happening tomorrow, happening in a week. And to us, it's like, why is this happening? But the whole time we have to remember that, like, that faith over fear is he already has that plan set out for us and we're just seeing it unravel. So we kind of, you know, when they say just sit back and let God do his thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's easier said than done, of course, because, you know, we're human. We tend to, you know, worry. But it's definitely something you have to remember, that God is never going to forsake you. He's never going to steer you off track. And if it's not him steering you off track. If you do get off track, it's either, you know, maybe the worldly thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you repeat. That's what I was saying. Like, everything, like, people don't realize is so important. Like, the music they listen to. Everything is entertainment you watch.
Intake is very
it big. All affects your mind, whether you want to believe it or not. Like, you know, people like to think, yeah, it's my identity, but it's really just what they've been feeding their mind over years of experience.
And I feel like answer for yourself as well, but I feel like as I grow more, not only into my faith, but just my personal development, like, I'm realizing more and more, when you really listen to some music, it's like, what did you just say? Or when you watch some shows, it's like, what are you watching? Like, you almost second guess everything. And it's like, what is this doing? Why is it?
Yeah. But, like, but the thing is, the people in the entertainment industry, they don't necessarily know what they're doing. And other things, they don't necessarily, they're going around, they probably feel like it's good, they're expressing their identity and stuff. That's what I'm saying, it's like certain narratives, there's multiple.
True, but I do think some of them serve in the devil.
that's probably
yeah.
I mean, that's clearly, man, they even stated, you know, so some of them say they're very, like, open.
Some of them just say it too open. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I want to backtrack to the whole
alignment.
Yes, and how the people you surround yourself with is very important.
Like, right now, yeah, because I'm saying this stuff, but I'm still trying to figure out how to align myself.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, all over the place. Distracted, like, I'm doing, like, way too much. I do, like, so much. You're still figuring out life yourself, you know. But
especially because we're young. But you be feeling like we have to do everything.
Yeah,
right,
I'm doing
now.
Everything. I mean, cause I did I told you about my YouTube channel, doing YouTube.
Your gaming channel.
I have two YouTube channels, actually.
Oh, wow.
One for reacting to Christian rap.
You have to send me it so I could put it in the link when I post this on YouTube.
All right, yeah. You check it out. Yeah. Yeah, Sam Quang.
Okay. I react to
Christian rap, break it down, and I also want to post vlogs and, like, some lifestyle stuff.
Yes.
On there.
So, as much as y'all support him as well.
Yeah, so got that going on. But on top of that, I'm also doing my schoolwork, you know, DGMA and everything. Pledged the fraternity way back. Exactly, so different. It's different stuff because I have to, like, kind of shift my focus to what's more important. Cause, like, I'm more like, I got to think about more impact. You know, I don't want to feed into things that waste people's, like, time. Really, like, partying, like, when you think about it, is really not all that glamorous. Like, it's like
partying?
Yeah, I rather party to celebrate, like, a victory or something rather than be partying for no reason. You know?
Catch myself saying that now because it's like, and you know, how old are you again?
I'm 23.
Okay, I'm 20. We're not that far. So, you know, people our age, they like to party. And I'm starting to think how your thing is, like, okay, what are we partying for? Like, y'all doing
it's time. Really just wasting your
what
time.
What are we partying for?
It really just
and it's
wasting
funny
because
I used to, when my freshman year I came here, I partied a lot. And it's like each year it just cut.
Yeah.
Cut. Now I don't go.
Yeah, same with me here.
So it's very funny when you realize that for yourself, and then you try to separate yourself, and then you realize how many people you actually lost, and it's like, oh, you lost them for the better. But in the moment, it's easy to be like, oh, damn, like, they probably must think I'm, like, crazy, or, like, who? That's another thing. When you're trying to better yourself, it's like people who aren't on the same path as you, or, like, even in the same chapter or whatever, just not doing what you're doing, not to say the same exact thing, but, you know, they're not on their journey of growth, they tend to see you and be like, oh, so you think like you're better than me, or yeah, you think that like you know it all, when in reality it's actually not that. I actually don't know.
Yeah, that, well, exactly, not necessarily, don't we're know seeking nothing,
but I'm trying to
find out
exactly and find more knowledge. So that's why I'm doing this. It's actually not that I think I know too much. So it's very, it's a very interesting process when it comes to all that.
And I feel like part of it, like I feel like I sometimes feel like I hold back my growth because like I'm catering to that, how I think people are gonna feel and stuff like that. Because
yeah,
because like I have like some big things, and like God gives me like a whole bunch of different talents and stuff, and like I just, I don't know, I'd be holding myself back sometimes just because
just because
I feel like
you're worried about how people are gonna think. And I completely agree to that, but I always like remember to myself, the people who are meant to stay on the track with you, they're gonna stay. And the ones who are, you're supposed, it's like you, it's like a snake shedding, like, you know, it's a new skin, new people gonna be around, and you're also going to meet people along the way, because you haven't met all the great people in your life yet. Like, we're
so
only
true.
20 and 23.
That's so true. But, like, I've been on the self-improvement journey, like, probably, like, from 2 summers ago. Like, I really started, like, really investing in it and stuff. And things have really changed. Like, when I was back in Jamaica, I had, like, my small little laptop. Now I have this whole studio right here to stream.
Get changed. They grow.
Yeah, and I'm being connected to, like, some people that's, you know, so I have, like, there's so much opportunity, and it's really just how about that, just locking in and doing the work and staying consistent and being predictable right now that I'm trying to get into. But, like, yeah, there's, yeah,
when
a lot
say,
really does change.
Being predictable, can you explain on that a little more?
That just comes down to your habits, like why, reason why businesses that, like, really stand out, like Apple and them and Tesla and all that, it's because they're predictable. Like, people know what to expect because they're consistent.
Oh,
yeah, so that's something. So you don't even have to define, like, identify yourself, or other people will start to, like, just, like, see you as who you, yeah, your actions reveal your identity to them. So you don't have to allow other people to determine your identity or label you.
I saw this quote, because I'm trying to be more of a person that's a woman of my word, so it's like,
I'm trying to be a man of my word too,
with everything. I'm already an intentional person, but it's like, you know, trying to actually, like, make that a core value. So it's like what you say, not just saying things to say,
actually doing it,
yeah, and meaning what you say. So I saw this thing, it's cool, it was like, words show what someone wants to be, but their actions show who they really are.
Yeah.
So that really was like, oh.
Yeah, actions reveal identity. That's what I've been, that quote I came up with just, like, reading and everything.
Because it's like, you know, what we said earlier, you say you want to do all these things. You say, you know, you're this person, but okay, when push comes to shove, what's showing for it?
Exactly. And going back to when you were, like, a kid, like, people started to put labels on you based on what they saw you doing, and then you connected with that entity and held it for
the
yourself.
Whole time, that's not really you.
I mean, you can choose it.
That.
Yeah, you can break away. Because
sometimes it's greatness. Sometimes, you know, God bless the parents that instill greatness into their children from a young age, and they grow up and what they are, they're great. Or sometimes, you know, people.
That's so true. Like, what parents speak to their kids, like, it's very important. It's very important. It definitely is important. Yeah.
It's like, I'm from Nigeria, so our names have a lot of meaning to us. My name means God is great, Oluwatobi.
Ooh,
so
that's a good name.
Yeah, my mom named me that. And growing up, I was just, you know, I'm not going to lie, I used it as a cute, fun fact. I'm like, oh, my name means this. But as I grew up and as I went on my own, you know, what is it, self-growth journey, it's like God is revealing to me why she named me that. And I always say, I'm a living testimony. And my mom, her prayers are, I don't know, she's been praying for me before we even met, when I was born. But her prayers over me are protecting me every day. And it's just her naming me that. When I first heard it and I first really knew what my name was, I was like, all right, I see why she did that. Because, you know, God is great. But it's like the meaning behind it, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
it's like she saw something before I saw, of course, because I was a child.
Yeah, words are important too. I didn't realize how, like, you know, why, like, there's some people that they may be a, like, they change their name and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Well, like people like I've seen like that come to faith and like the name might mean something dark and like so and they change it. And I never like I was like what is it really what? That important? Like back then when I was younger, I didn't really understand. But like when as you begin to like read books and understand like the value of words and how they can affect your mind and like your actions, then you start to understand like words really are powerful. Yeah. And then like the scripture like when God said like in the beginning was the word. And the word and
I didn't even think of that.
Exactly. The word was with God and the word was God. Because remember everything that is in existence, like it was spoken first, you know, it was in the heart of God first before it came into reality.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know, I be getting some tangent. Then I realize it. And I'm realizing, you know, when the scripture says God is omnipresent, it's because he spoke everything into being the word. So he's just naturally omnipresent. It doesn't mean like...
He's always there.
He's always
there.
Like, that's why, you know, also the scripture says look in nature and everything. And it's even the systems and everything and how everything works. Like, you just realize, like, certain things, concepts, like, translate to other concepts to be...
Everything's connected.
Exactly. Like, connected. And then you realize, yeah, there's an order to certain things, you know, and people... I choose to ignore that, and that's when you become lost. When you just go in whatever to and fro, yeah. And that's the part of the distraction. That's what I was saying is everybody's living a certain narrative, within a certain narrative, and you got to choose, like which narrative. Like obviously, like every other narrative that's out there is there to distract you from finding the path to truth and true freedom, really, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever read The Four Agreements?
I've been recommended that. I have it on my book list.
Yeah, it's really good because it talks about that, the whole narrative thing about how I don't remember specifically. Actually, yes, I have notes because I took notes. Mm. I love when I remember to do things for a reason. Look, I was not playing. This book is so good.
It's I gotta read it.
Talks about how happiness is a choice.
That is so true.
You gotta choose to, because
like your energy and everything, no matter what happens to you, like you choose how you want to be and react and everything. That's something I have to learn too.
This is like what we were talking about, how you know you have that childlike faith. In the book it was saying, imagine living your life without fear of expressing your dreams. You know what you want and what you don't want, and when you want it. You are free to change your life the way you really want to, whenever you want to. You are not afraid to ask for what you need, to say yes or no to anything or anyone. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged by others. You no longer rule your behavior according to what others may think about you. That's the narrative.
Yeah.
You are no longer responsible for anyone's opinion. You have no need to control anyone, and no one controls you either.
Yeah, that's powerful.
This book has a lot of pointers. I might have to do a whole different episode on that when you read it. Since you've been on your self growth journey, what is something that's a key takeaway that you like? This is either a quote or a book or someone said to you that was really like, oh, I stick with this one.
Oh yes, that was a business conference not too long ago, but like really like blew my mind. And it's a concept of planting seeds, and like how your time and money are your seeds, and wherever you plant them, that's where like your attention is going. And you can either choose to eat your seed, or you can choose to plant it. And like eating your seed is like, you know, gratifying yourself, like now instant gratification, you know, like, you know, instead of, and now, so entertaining yourself and all that, but like planting your seeds is now like when you really invest your time and money into other areas. Not, I mean, there's people that invest their time and money into just gaining the things of this world and like, you know, status or, you know, things and stuff like that to get the approval of others. And, you know, you plant your seeds in that way. But when you plant your seeds in, like, people, that's where you really should plant your seeds in impact, like you said. Yeah.
Influence. It goes a long way.
And that bears more fruit, especially when your seed falls on, like, a good soil.
Yeah.
Which is,
How many trees are going to grow from that one? How much is going to produce? Yep. That's, wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'm gonna take that from you. Yeah. See, that's a you plan to see right here.
Yeah, that's.
I really appreciate that.
It was a big one. It makes me like think about like how you spending time is like so valuable.
Yeah, I'm like, definitely learning that more as I grow up. It's because you know
every word, like literally every word you say, to somebody else, everything people take it for granted. It matters though. Yeah,
it matters.
And that's
And that's why I am such an intentional person, because it's like, what am I doing this for? There has to be a reason for everything. Like, some people don't think like that. I do. And of course, like, I'm not talking about like, oh, I have to eat 3 chips for a specific reason. No, but where you spend your time, how you spend your time, your money, where you give your energy to,
yeah,
that's very important. Because you may give your energy to something, but you're like, it doesn't matter, but you're still giving your energy to it.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen to it? It's going to grow. Whether it's growing in a good direction or a bad one, it's going to grow because
you're
giving
right.
your energy towards it.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful of where you place your energy. It kind of reminds me of, and I say this a lot, when I hear like from my friends or something, there's someone they don't really care for, like they're dating or something. They don't really care for it, but they're entertaining them still.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't really care, but you're putting your energy in it still. So now when it grows, it's not gonna be the best, because you're like, you already know that this is not what you want. You're not being intentional. So that's just one example, but this could be like branched into work.
It's so many
school,
things. That's what I'm saying. Like
your friendships.
Everything's translational. Like,
yes,
you realize that your success is. That's why it says no secret. Like, because it translates to every aspect of life. You know,
no secret. It's not no really. Secret game or nothing. It's just,
it's up to you to make the choice.
And know that, yes, the control you have over it.
You can choose to live with it. Well, I'll leave this with them, you know. You can choose with it to live within the narrative of others and people around it, or the narratives you form in your own imagination. Or you can choose to live with clarity in the truth and seeking the narrative of the will of God. And,
yes.
you know, like, and your true purpose.
Yes. So, thank you for leaving us off with that. What I want to leave you guys off with is, like I said earlier, intention is everything. Pay attention to how you really spend your time and your energy. And are those things, a little homework for today's episode, is where you're putting most of your energy, is that, do you feel as if that's really in alignment with how you want your life to play out? Either drop in the comments or reply back in the DM. I really want to hear how you guys feel. Thank you for listening to episode 3. And thank you, Sam, being my guest. You share so much knowledge, and I'm very grateful.